Hi there, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk all about cleaning your chicken coop and keeping your hens healthy, so stay with me. Now, this podcast is sponsored by Manipro Poultry, and I'm happy to partner with them to bring you this podcast, and that's because I love their feed and their products. They have a full array of organic, non-GMO feed for every stage of your chicken's life, and this is huge. New this year is their organic grower crumbles. This is a brand I trust, and that's why I'm happy to tell you about them. Now, you might notice that in every episode of What the Cluck, I discuss how important diet is, and that's because it dictates not just how healthy your hens are, but how healthy their eggs are for you. Now, in particular, when it comes to cleaning your coop, you're going to love Manipro's Coop and Compost Coop Odor Neutralizer. Coop and Compost is a natural way to neutralize odors and moisture in your chicken coop. Not only will this product protect the respiratory systems of your flock, but it will make your neighbors happy because they're not going to have to smell any sort of poop or anything from your chickens. In addition to the powerful odor control, Coop and Compost also helps make the nutrients in your manure and compost more plant accessible, and this can benefit your garden. So, Coop and Compost is going to reduce the odor and moisture in your chicken coop. It's also going to extend the life of your bedding, and it's going to help improve the quality of your compost. So there's a lot of benefit there. Now, if you go to the Manipro Poultry Facebook page, and I'll put a link to that page in the show notes, you can register to get a Chick Days coupon book, which they'll send to you. There's $32 in coupons in this book, and you're going to find coupons for their organic crumbles, as well as a lot of their other products, such as hen treats. Now, you can visit Manipro to find out more about their line of organic non-GMO feeds, as well as the coop cleaner we just talked about, at manipro.com. So now let's move on to talking about cleaning your chicken coop. So the first question that you might have when it comes to cleaning your chicken coop is, why bother? And it seems like it's a pretty obvious answer to this question, but we'll talk about it anyways. Now, cleaning your chicken coop does a lot of important things. For example, it reduces the bacteria in the coop. It reduces pathogens like worms and flies and mites, all sorts of nasty things that can cause a lot of problems with your hen's health. Cleaning the coop can also prevent illness because it gets rid of pathogens that can cause infections. And these are things like Campylobacter, Salmonella, and E. coli. And these can lead to infections that can cause things like lash eggs or upper respiratory problems. It also reduces the chances of a fungus from spreading, and that's the fungus that can cause sauerkraut. Now, you may or may not know this, but sauerkraut is caused by a particular fungus, and we're not going to get into scientific names here. Just understand that it is a fungus. And they pick up this fungus in their manure. Now, the fungus is naturally occurring. It's automatically going to be in their poop anyways. But the more manure that's in your coop, the more likely your chickens are to pick it up as they're scratching along and as they, you know, maybe they decide to taste the manure for whatever bizarre reason they decide to do it. But they can pick it up in their manure. It's that simple. So the less manure that there is in their coop, the less likely they have a chance to pick up this fungus that can then breed and cause in their crop, and it can cause sauerkraut. Now, the other advantage to cleaning out your chicken coop is that it reduces the ammonia that can happen when they pee and they poop. And this ammonia, when they breathe it in, it can actually cause a lot of harm to their upper respiratory system. So it's really recommended to clean your coop frequently to reduce that ammonia. It also reduces mold from their old feed, and that's mold that they can either eat and can cause all sorts of digestive upset, or it can cause breathing problems and that sort of thing. But the other advantage to taking out all the old feed is that it will keep away potential predators, because they're going to be less attracted to the old food. And these are things like raccoons and possums and also rats that can cause all sorts of problems and lead to all sorts of diseases. So there's a lot of health reasons why you definitely want to make sure that you're cleaning your coop on a regular basis. Now, when it comes to cleaning your coop, there's two types of cleaning. And you can do the quick clean, which is something that you should be doing on a weekly or every other week, every 2 week basis. And then there's the deep clean, and that's the kind of clean that you're going to want to do, you know, twice a year, you know, maybe before winter starts, after, you know, spring and summer are over, and then you're going to want to do it in the spring when, you know, it's warm out again and after a long winter where they've been stuck inside all winter. So first, let's talk about the quick clean, and then in a couple minutes we'll turn to looking at the deep clean. So the quick clean is something that you want to do weekly, and this includes things like sweeping out the bedding, getting rid of any old feathers, removing the manure, scraping it out with like a paint scraper, for example. It includes, you know, removing old eggs or pieces of broken eggshell if your chickens have broken an egg and then they ate it or whatever. But you definitely want to make sure that you're removing all that stuff. And this is a good opportunity to just sort of, you know, poke around in there and see if they've tucked some eggs in some corners, they decided to lay outside their nesting box and that sort of thing, and just get rid of all that stuff. So you can also use the like cleaners. You can use, for example, a citrus vinegar solution and just do a quick spritz and wipe down. And you can also use the Mana Pro Coupon Compost Cleaner that we talked about earlier in the episode. And this sort of quick cleaning that you do once a week will help reduce bacteria. And it also keeps mites and rats at bay. You know, mites in particular, they like to come out at night and they like to hide during the day. But if you clean it out very quickly and just, you know, once a week or so, and then just sprinkle a little diatomaceous earth in there, it will keep all the nasty bugs and bacteria and everything out of the coop. So now moving on to the deep clean, we're going to spend a lot of our time talking today about the deep clean, and this is really sort of where the rubber hits the road in terms of making sure that your hens are healthy. So the number one thing when you're doing a deep clean, the number one thing you want to do is just make sure that the chickens are not in the coop. And there's a couple reasons for this. The first is for their safety, so that they're not, you know, getting wet and then they're getting moisture all over them. And also so that, you know, in case you're using something like diatomaceous earth, you want to make sure that they're definitely out of the coop so that they're not breathing it in. But the other reason why is so you can make sure that they're not pooping where you're trying to clean. There's no point to cleaning if they're going to immediately mess it up before you even have the chance to sanitize everything. So just let your chickens out for the day, maybe in their run if you use a run, or if they free range, you just let them out for the day. And just make sure that they're not in the coop while you're trying to clean it. It's a little bit like having your kids in the kitchen while you're trying to clean the kitchen. They're just going to mess it up as soon as you clean it, and nothing's actually going to get clean, all right? So the next thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make sure that you remove as much as you can with the structure. For example, you want to make sure that you remove like nesting boxes if possible, so you can hose them down and sanitize them correctly. And we'll talk a little bit in a minute about how exactly to do that. But you definitely want to make sure that you're removing as much as you can so you can clean as much of the interior of the coop as you can. And then you can, you know, wash the nesting boxes separately. Now, if you can't remove the nesting boxes, don't worry too much about that. You can just clean them as best as you can inside the coop. But if you are able to remove them, if there's, you know, any sort of other structures in there that you can remove, just go ahead and remove them. So once you've removed everything, what you're then going to want to do is shovel and scrape all of the manure, whatever dirt happens to be in there, shavings, cobwebs, and the feathers out. So you can, you know, first start off with, if there's a lot of bedding in there, for example, it's, let's say it's spring and you're, you know, you've been putting bedding in there all winter, maybe use the deep litter method. Grab a shovel or a pitchfork and just start, you know, tossing it out there, put it into a wheelbarrow so you can compost it, that sort of thing. And then you're going to want to make sure that you sweep, you know, get into all the corners, sweep everything out. And then in particular, you're going to want to make sure that you start scraping off all the manure. And a really good thing to use for this is a paint scraper or maybe a spackle scraper. And just, you know, start digging in there, use some elbow grease, start digging in there, and just start removing as much as you can. And then go ahead and sweep all of that out too. And it's particularly important to do that in part because the amount of bacteria and the amount of fungus that can occur in their manure, it can build up. Also, the ammonia can build up. So definitely make sure that you get out as much of the manure as possible. You're also going to want to make sure that you get out cobwebs and old feathers for exactly the same reason. It's places that mites can roost and, you know, get back into your chicken's feathers and that sort of thing. So now that you've gotten all of the, you know, debris and everything out of the coop, this is actually a really good time just to take a look at the coop itself and just see if there's any way for predators to get in or if there's a way for rats to get in and that sort of thing. And you just want to make sure that the coop is in overall good condition, that there's no leaks in the roof that can cause, you know, rain to get in and then everything molds. And it's also a good time to check that the ventilation is good. So just take a moment to look around your coop. Just make sure that everything's in good order. If you note any places that might need a little bit of work, for example, you notice that there's a hole in the roof, then go ahead and just patch it whenever you have the time. But this is just a good time just to take a step back and look at your coop just to make sure that everything is in good condition for your hens. So now is the time where what you want to do is start taking a hose to your coop. Just take a, you know, a hose with a spray nozzle, or you can use a power washer also. A power washer is a really good tool for a deep clean because it can get into all those crevices and everything. And if there is manure that, you know, you had a hard time getting off, the power washer can go ahead and get that manure off for you. But if you don't have access to a power washer, you can just use a hose with a lot of pressure and just hose everything down and then let it dry for a minute and go back and see if there's anything that you need to clean out again. For example, if there was manure that you can now scrape out, that sort of thing, and then just hose it down one more time. And once you're done hosing it, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to allow everything to air dry. And this might take a while, but you definitely want it to dry before you start adding bedding. You know, if you don't allow it to dry, it's a opportunity for the bedding to mold or for pathogens that, you know, breed in moisture. You know, for example, parasites that cause coccidiosis, that sort of thing. So just definitely make sure that it, you know, is dry before you put down any bedding. And once it's dry, go ahead and put your bedding in. And if you use herbs, you can, you know, go ahead and incorporate herbs into all of that. Now, before you replace the bedding, consider using something like lime or sweet PDZ or diatomaceous earth under the bedding. The reason for this is it will help reduce the moisture and it will keep down the pathogens in the coop. Moisture in particular is a good breeding ground for nasty pathogens that can make your chickens sick. So using something like sweet PDZ, lime, or diatomaceous earth will create an environment where those pathogens will have a harder time growing. And then on top, you can just add the hay or whatever bedding you want to use to reduce whatever the dust particles or whatever that might come from the lime or the diatomaceous earth or whatever you're using. If you put the bedding on top, that will reduce those particulates in the air. So it just creates an overall healthier environment for your hens. Now, in particular, the advantage to using diatomaceous earth as opposed to something like lime is that it will reduce external parasites in the coop, such as mites and lice. Now, the way diatomaceous earth works when it comes to external parasites is it cuts into their exoskeletons, so eventually it kills them, obviously. So there's really an advantage to using it over something else. And, you know, when you put it in your coop, just make sure that you're wearing a mask. Diatomaceous earth, while it's a good external parasite killer, that sort of thing, it is a little bit caustic if you inhale it. So just make sure that when you do sprinkle it, use a mask where, you know, you can just, you know, buy like a painter's mask or something. Wear that mask while you're sprinkling it and definitely make sure that your chickens are out of the coop. Once the bedding's on top of it and all the dust has settled and everything, it's not harmful. It's more beneficial than it is harmful. But while the particulates are in the air, it can cause problems with their respiratory systems and with your respiratory system. So just make sure that everybody's out of the coop and that you're wearing a mask if you do intend to use it. Now for a minute, let's talk about bedding. When it comes to bedding, you have a lot of different options, and really anything will work. You know, we're talking about things like shavings, hay, or straw. Any of those three things will work. Something else people like to use is sand. I don't particularly use sand in my coop. I don't personally use it. I use shavings, straw, or hay. If you want to use sand, it's fine. There's a lot of advantages to it. Personally, I just use, mostly I use hay or straw because it's in ready supply on my farm. Now, the thing when it comes to shavings is try to use the large flake shavings. And the reason for this is that the smaller flake or sawdust shavings will likely get into the air and it will cause more particulates than the large flake. And this might interfere with your chicken's breathing, or over the course of time, it might interfere with their breathing. So if I use shavings, I prefer to use the large flake. They also happen to be easier to clean out. They're, you know, maybe not as absorbent as sawdust, for example. You know, there's more of a chance of the moisture getting underneath them. But if you use something like diatomaceous earth as a good base to get rid of all that moisture, you're in good shape. But the larger flakes are actually easier to clean out. Now, if you decide to use hay, just make sure it's fresh and it's not old and moldy for obvious reasons. Sometimes hay you go out there and buy, you know, round bales, for example, it might be a little bit moldy. You definitely don't want that. It will interfere with their breathing eventually. With straw, there's less of a concern about this stuff because straw is pretty dry. But just make sure, again, that it's not moldy or it's dusty or anything. Just use fresh bedding and that sort of thing. Now, the other nice thing when it comes to hay is that it's easy to compost, and you can compost shavings, but in my experience, it makes for a much drier compost and hay. So if you want to compost your chicken manure and you know at the end of the winter you're going to want to compost all the bedding, hay might be a better choice for that. So to make cleaning the coop a little bit easier in the future, if you're not using this already, you might want to consider it for the future, consider dropping boards. Now, if you don't know what these are boards that, you know, they're made of plastic or wood or, you know, maybe stainless steel or whatever, you know, sort of material you can find. But what you do is you place them under the roosting bars. And the advantage to this is that, you know, when chickens roost, they're naturally going to poop. And they're going to spend, you know, a good many hours in the roosting barn, obviously, because then, you know, they're going to sleep, they're going to stay there for the night, and they're going to poop the whole entire time. So putting the dropping boards underneath the roost makes removing the manure very easily, because all you got to do is remove the boards, hose them down, scrape them down, and then put them back. You know, let them dry, obviously, before you put them back, but then put them back. So what you do with the dropping boards is, you know, you obviously you put them underneath the roost, and then once a week or so, you remove them, spray them down, air dry them, and then replace them. It won't make cleaning the manure 100% stupid simple, you know, because they are going to poop elsewhere in the coop. But for a large portion of the manure that will occur, you know, when they're roosting, it will make that portion of the cleaning go a lot faster. Now, a lot of people will, you know, they'll, with their dropping boards, they'll nail them or they'll screw them somehow into the coop. I don't really recommend that. What I recommend is mostly just placing them on the ground or finding some sort of system where it makes them easier to remove. And the reason why is because, you know, you don't want to mess around for too many hours cleaning out your coop, having to unscrew things or pull out nails or whatever. If they're just on the ground, you can pull them out weekly and, or, you know, the end of the season, and then just clean them off. It's very simple. Now, something else to consider are removable roosts. And a lot of chicken coops come with permanent, you know, roosts that are permanently attached to it. But if you are building one yourself, you might want to consider, you know, having a removable roost. And the reason why is because it makes it cleaning and disinfecting a lot easier. All you got to do is just pull it out, you know, hose it down, you know, pressure wash it down, sanitize it, and then put it back. And then we talked a little bit about this already, but using removable nesting boxes is something else to consider. And, you know, we've already discussed the reasons why, but it makes it easier just to remove them out, clean them, you know, scrape them down, hose them down, whatever, and then put them back. Now, nesting boxes are, in particular, should be removed if at all possible and sanitized, because they're a place where your hens can easily pick up mites or bacteria, and that's because they spend a lot of time in there just being still while they lay eggs, and they're going to spend, you know, at least, you know, half an hour to an hour a day in there, and it's just it can turn very easily and very quickly into a breeding ground for pathogens. So, you know, obviously removable nesting boxes, they're just easier to clean and sanitize. So you can make nesting boxes yourself, obviously, but if you just kind of want an out-of-the-box solution, Harris Farms makes a really great nesting box that you can remove easily, and we tested these at our farm. There's one actually that's made of stainless steel. They sent it to me to try out. It's very easy to put together, and it's pretty light, and removing it from our coop is actually really easy, and I'll put a link in the show notes to the actual nesting boxes from Harris Farms that we have in our chicken coops. And I really, really like them because, like I said, they're easy to clean. The chickens like them. They're roomy. And cleaning them is very, very simple. Now, they also make a plastic one. And what I like about the plastic ones is that they're very easy to clean and sanitize. It just takes a quick spray down and a wipe down with a sanitizer. And, you know, boom, your nesting box is clean. So there are a couple of different options out there for, you know, stylish and, you know, very nice removable nesting boxes. But again, if you want to make one yourself, that's totally fine. Just make sure that you are able to remove it. It will just make cleaning your coop go so much faster. So now let's very quickly touch on how to make your own citrus vinegar solution to help you clean your coop. And there are commercial products out there. We've talked about a couple of them in this episode. But if you just want, you know, something that's very, very simple to make at home that will work, and I can tell you that a citrus vinegar solution is very potent and it will work when it comes to cleaning your coop. So to make this yourself, all that you have to do is take peels from 3 oranges. And what I do is I feed the oranges to my kids, and then I take the peels and I just cut them into, you know, quarter inch strips, pack them into a mason jar, and then pour vinegar on top. And you're going to want to let that sit for about 7 to 10 days. And in that period of time, the essential oils from the citrus, from the orange rinds, will soak into the vinegar. And you can actually smell and feel like with your nasal passages, your sense of smell, the difference in how potent the cleaner becomes. It's actually pretty amazing. So you let it sit for 7 to 10 days, and then you know, it's straight out of the box ready to use at that point. All you got to do is pour it into a spray bottle, or if you want to, if it's super potent and you just feel like it might be too much for you or your chickens, you can dilute it in a 50-50 with water. So if you use 1 cup of the solution, just use 1 cup of the water, put everything into a spray bottle, and then just shake it before you spray it into your coop. But after you've scraped out all the manure and after you've hosed it down, all you need to do is spray that into the coop and then just wipe everything down. Some people like to use essential oils. One good essential oil to use is eucalyptus. Another one is mint. Some people like to use lemon essential oil, but if you are going to use lemon essential oil, you might as well make a citrus vinegar solution, because all you're really doing when you make the vinegar citrus solution is you're leaching the essential oils from the orange peels into the vinegar. So there's a lot of different options for homemade coop cleaners, but the point is that just to use a coop cleaner that's natural. Now, when cleaning your coop, you definitely never ever want to use bleach. And the reason for this is that the bleach will mix with the ammonia from their excretions, and it will cause sort of toxic fumes. And it's toxic fumes for you, it's toxic fumes for your chickens. So you definitely just want to make sure that you never ever use bleach. That's just sort of my PSA. So that's it for this episode of What the Cluck. And I hope it gives you some idea of how to clean and sanitize your chicken coop and the health reasons why this is actually a really important thing to do. You should be doing this weekly, and then you should do it at the end of the winter. So if you don't do it any other time of the year, definitely make sure that you do it at the end of the winter. But you should be doing this weekly in order to make sure that your hens stay healthy. So at this time, I'd like to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, The Better Egg. Now, if you keep hens because your kids have fallen in love with them, or if you keep them so that you have healthy eggs to eat, you're definitely going to want to grab a copy of The Better Egg. In this book, you'll learn about the one thing that you can always feed your hens to improve their health and to improve the quality of their eggs. You can grab a copy of that book at thefrugalchicken.com/thebetteregg. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.